Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or to register for the vaccination?
I've already located the testing site. I had two questions.
Okay.
My first question is, I am a state employee, and I know that I am a first responder, you know, with the county that I work for. Like, does that also would I qualify to be eligible? I see that first responders are listed.
Are you a first responder?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, like with my job, like I said, I'm a state employee. I work for DHR,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a first responder here at the office. Like, if there's an emergency, or you know, in a different camp, like we have teams and everything, like disaster team. So I was wondering, like, is that me? You know, does that I qualify? Right, that's what I'm asking.
Yes, ma'am. So when you go to that appointment, you just show them a badge or anything with that proof of that you're, you know, in that category field.
Okay. And then my second question is, I was looking on the website for the local hospital, and I see that they have Moderna vaccinations. And I was just checking to see, like, whether or not Dallas County had a Pfizer, or is Moderna the only vaccination available for this county?
Give me just a second. What county are you in?
Dallas.
Dallas County Health Department and Main Street Family Care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see discussion location. I wonder, is this for the vaccine? Okay, this is. I'm finna look up for Dallas.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's close to you in Dallas? Are you close to Selma?
Yes, I live in Selma.
Okay, so Block Park Stadium are having drive-throughs. There's no appointment needed.
Okay.
They provide certain dates that they are doing that. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The next one is, what today is? Today is the 8th.
I think the next one is tomorrow. I've been on the website looking.
The next one is on the 11th.
Okay, on the website, like on there's a website that I was just on, a link, and let me see, it's like a memo. It says okay, yes, it says for Selma. I'm looking. I'm on the AlabamaPublicHealth.gov website,
mm-hmm.
and it's the title of the page is COVID-19 Mass Vaccination Clinics. And for Selma, it has February 8th through the 12th, Block Park, 108 Dallas Avenue.
Yeah, Alabama 36701.
And it says to help with wait time, please bring a completed pre-registration form. I already have that printed out. And like I said, I already went to the hospital website to get that information. I just wanted to make sure that, like I said, as a county first responder, I'm considered a first responder.
Yeah, you would just show them that proof of badge and stuff and probably have your ID with your name, date of birth, you know, stuff on there.
Okay. And then, like I said, I was asking to see if they have Pfizer, because just like I've done my own research, and I know that like the Moderna vaccination has to be mixed with something, and it has to be kept at a certain temperature. The Pfizer vaccination doesn't have to be kept at a certain temperature, and it comes like ready to use. So I feel like the Moderna vaccination will have like a higher possibility of error. You know, like
yeah.
maybe the temperature could be wrong. Maybe
with that information, I wouldn't be able to answer, because with that, they don't provide us with that information.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. how they're going to do that.
Should I call the health department?
I think everyone, I don't know how they're going to do that. I know I'm trying to see because I know the second vaccine, you know, is different shots. So I wouldn't be able to answer that. But you can call the hospital to get more information on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.